Excitement over the World Cup has meant booming business at local soccer bars and stores. WWM stopped at one shop that's been growing steadily over decades as more people in the U.S. have started to play the game. Milwaukee's first soccer store opened on the Near South Side in 1965. At the time, Steffens wasn't even technically a soccer shop. Dustin Aubert works for Steffens, which now has four locations.
It was originally just a menswear store started by Stefan Bartnik. He was a Polish immigrant who lived in the area. It was mostly men's clothing, but he found that all of his soccer-playing friends didn't have any place to get equipment.
So the owner began importing soccer balls and shoes and other gear. His decision paid off.
So eventually they got rid of the men's apparel and it just turned into all soccer once that started to grow and was working for them.
In those days, Aubert says most of Steffens' customers were European immigrants who lived nearby. Over the next couple decades, the demographics changed, but demand did not.
We've been really fortunate being on the south side of Milwaukee. It's a heavily Latino area. One soccer-loving community has kind of moved out and into different areas, and another one has moved in.
Aubert says from the mid-60s to the mid-80s, the single store on Lincoln Avenue was enough to meet the needs of the local soccer-playing crowd. But then more people started getting into the sport. High schools and colleges began fielding teams, and youth leagues sprouted.
In the past, parents didn't have anything to do with soccer. A lot of the people who grew up playing soccer are now parents, so you have multiple generations and families that appreciate the sport.
But I think the kids that are growing up have all played soccer, and now they're in their 20s and 30s, and they can relate to it.
Michael McNeely of Bayview is sifting through the World Cup team jerseys at Steffens. He says he took a liking to soccer when his sons started playing. Now he notices others becoming interested.
I remember the World Cup 4 years ago, and there didn't seem to be nearly as much excitement.
McNeely was thinking of buying a red, white, and blue Team USA jersey, but not many were left.
I don't know that anything will make my decision other than whether the size fits.
While the USA jerseys have been the top seller lately, salesperson Noe Brito says another team is close behind.
In this store, since we're close to the south side of Milwaukee, there's obviously a lot of Hispanics down here. So the Mexico merchandise in this store especially is selling like crazy. We sold out actually of their home jerseys the day before the World Cup even started.
It's been an exciting time for Steffens, according to Dustin Aubert, who picks out the merchandise for the stores. Not just because sales are strong, but also because the staff is captivated by the public's enthusiasm for the World Cup. Yet he says it's hard to predict what the response will be long term.
Even though soccer goes on after the World Cup's over, a lot of those people who got excited for the World Cup will kind of move on and maybe not pay as close of attention. But we just hope with how excited everybody is about the World Cup that if we can just get a small percentage of those people to kind of carry on beyond this and kind of be in love with the sport as much as they are right now, that we're in good shape for it to continue to grow.
I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.